Right, big man, thanks very much for joining us. Pleasure. You're looking well.
Good to be here.
Like the Barnet, slicked. Ready for summer, aren't you?
Same stuff.
Never mind
that.
This relegation battle, mate. You're ready for summer, I can tell. Right, mate, we'll just start off where it all began. Obviously, I took you under my wing. Celtic youth ranks. Good days, weren't they, back then?
Aye, it was good. We had a good bunch of lads coming through. Obviously, yourself, it was me, there was your mate Jim.
Jimbo, huh?
Conroy, Rocco and that. So I with a good bunch of boys coming through, all around about the same age, so it was good times.
Loads of, like, daft, weren't they? We're all daft, like, characters, you know what I mean?
I look at youth teams now and I think
that's what I was going to say to you.
They're dead, really quiet now, they're like robots, man, maester.
All short back and sides, Sudoku in hand, you know what I mean? Isn't it? It seems like they didn't have a laugh anymore.
Seven at a tap, my one at the side. There's a lot. It's different.
How do you think that is?
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's academy stuff and all that now, or they're just. I remember it said just at the end there when I was leaving Celtic, a lot of the boys were coming in every day and they were shaking. Everybody had to shake hands and it was dead serious. There's nothing wrong with that, but uh-huh. It just seemed as if it was really serious. Do you know what I mean? I don't think there was anything wrong with the way we used to have a laugh and builds character, doesn't it? Because at the time, it's a lot of hard times you're going through and you're no involved with the first team and you're no, and it's a time where you can have a laugh in it. So uh-huh. I think with a good team, a good
do you think with the first team players were there at the time as well, that you had to be in a character, didn't you? Because it was hard with like Sutton and Lennon and
aye,
that,
aye, they were characters and that brings it out in you as well, do you know what I mean? That you're looking at them as examples, so you think that's what it's about, so uh-huh. That helps.
One of the best stories I remember from when we were younger was when we were on loan and you came back and played in a couple of testimonials. Was it Keenan?
That's right, I'd been on loan to United and I'd done all right, and Tommy phoned me up and says, the season had finished, so they said that we've got Roy Keane's and Shearer's testimonial next week, the manager wants you to be involved in some kind of way, so it was absolutely buzzing. And so it came to time, we went down and played them and that, and for all the gifts, well, we'll talk about the gifts you get and that. There was a rumour going about for Shearer's, there was a Mini Cooper you were getting. I think Tom will start at that rumour, Alan Thompson, all the young boys are like, no way, and all that. So in the end, it was a plasma telly, we got 32-inch buzzing.
Right.
And for Keane's, it was a watch, Amiga watch. So anyway, we got the gifts, but it came to that pre-season, then he said, oh, you're going to come away with the first team, just to see how you're doing that. So I'd come on and they get the testimonials and that, buzzing, got the gifts, buzzing, telly and all that. And went away.
So pre-season with the watch on?
So pre-season with the watch on. Try to take the telly in my bag to travel with, you know. So we go away and doing for breakfast at pre-season, and everybody's sitting, you know, you're almost like a young boy and that, you don't say anything in front of the first team and you're just quiet and that. So sat down, Tommy shouted for a distance, Charlie, I was like, look there, I was Tommy Burns. Tommy's like, you get that telly and the watch and that. I says, aye Tommy, aye, go at buzzing and that. He said, we've got Zidane's testimonial next week. And I'm like, oh, all right. You know, just listen to anything he said. He went, the gift's a three-piece suite.
Everyone in stitches.
Oh, everybody was in tears, mate. I was howling. The whole staff table were loving it. It was just so funny, man. Tommy's patter was amazing.
When you left, say, like, were you devastated when you left the first thing?
No, not really. I've been asked that before. Honestly, I wasn't at the time. I'd been in loan to Dundee United. Uh-huh. I'd come back and I wanted to play games. In my mind, maybe I was too eager, but I just thought, I want to play games here. I think I should be playing games. Maybe I should just say, listen, you're 20, just relax. But, uh-huh. But I thought I want to play games and I don't want to just be, oh, I play for Celtic, or uh-huh. Even though I'm not getting in squads, I'm not doing nothing, I wanted to play, so.
Just the Gucci wash bag I play with Celtic, uh-huh.
Aye. You had one, didn't you?
No. Mine was by Pierre Cardin. So, Wolves, you enjoy it down south for the first time you were doing?
It's a bit wet behind the ears, man. Oh, I didn't know what was coming. I was homesick a lot. I was, and right away, my first game, I got injured, so I done my ankle, so been doing
it.
Is
it Big McCarthy, huh?
Aye. Uh-huh.
Same nose, and that is.
He was brilliant, to be fair.
Was he good at
I don't know if he particularly liked me, but uh-huh. as a as a guy, same as Stratton again, character building, wanted the best out of you every day. And I still like to carry that on to, you know, the intensity and the every day in training, he had you working. And I learned a lot from him, even though I didn't play a lot. So, but I was, as I say, I was young and I was wet behind the ears. You go for Celtic youth team, thinking you've cracked it. You're walking in there, people asking for pictures. You're walking to Celtic Park, people asking for pictures, and you've really done nothing. You know what I mean? You've not even played a game, nothing. And then you go down there and you think, and it's just a whole other world down here. It's massive. So I was a bit young at the time, but I wouldn't change it.
So you're saying you were obviously when you went down, you were wet behind the ears. I think your time at Dundee United sums that up, doesn't it?
When I was there, the boys used to call us, like they were saying I was a big baby and that. I used to drive, nodding off at the wheel, and that. We used to do double sessions under Brewster, so you would train in the morning, then again in the afternoon. You wouldn't get back down the road to 5 o'clock. I was always nodding off at the wheel, I'd fallen asleep in the back. It was all experienced pros. It was Del McInnes, Jim McIntyre, Mark Kerr, and who else was there? There was Dodge as well, Billy Dodge and that. So it was like Alan Archibald. There was a few, it was a good school, experience boys, good car school. So, but I was the youngest, so they were always like winding us up. I wasn't used to like travelling. As I say, everything was easy at Celtic. So we're coming down one night, and I'm nodding off in the back of the motor, and it's about 4:30 or something. We're pulling at a little chef, just as we're pulling off at a little chef. I've like checked my keys and off asleep. I was like, oh no, boys. That was it. I said, I left my keys up there. So they're all howling, laughing, you know, like, no way, and that sums you up, mate. You're like, fucking big baby, and that, right? So I'm like, so I've pulled in, and I'm like, oh, they're like, we're not getting back. So I was like, that's all right, don't worry about it, I'll get a taxi or whatever. So I've pulled in, and I've looked down at my motor, and I can see, like, smoke coming out the exhaust. I'm like, hold on a minute, boys, I've got the motor. There's smoke coming out my exhaust. So I've walked out of the motor. Motor's still running in it. It's been running since 8:30 in the morning. It's been running for 8 hours or whatever.
And Cumbernauld?
Aye, Cumbernauld. They are. And at this point, they were already, they just got their laugh back for thinking that I'd left my keys. The time they seen the motor was running, man, they were howling. And, just jumped in the motor and drove away, half a tank of petrol later.